Welcome to the Boston Red Sox News Feed Report for July 23rd, 2018. This is Michael Cetapani reporting for CLNS, a leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox opened up the second half of the season after the All-Star break with the Road Series in Detroit against the Tigers. David Price took the ball Friday night and pitched an absolute gem. The offense got Price just one run on a Steve Pierce double in the first inning, but that was all Price needed. He was spectacular and pitched out of the bases-loaded jam in the fourth. After a single in the walk in the fifth, he stranded them there as well. Price then pitched into the seventh before being pulled after hitting a batter. Price's final line was 6.1 innings pitched, allowing no runs on four hits, walking one and striking out five. Heath Hembree, Matt Barnes, and Craig Kimbrell slammed the door shut as the Sox took Game 1 with a score of 1-0. In Game 2, the Sox offense once again was quiet. Brian Johnson got the start and pitched pretty well, but unfortunately due to an error by third baseman Rafael Devers, he earned the loss by allowing two unearned runs on a Jose Iglesias double. Iglesias extended the lead with a two-run homer in the sixth off of Tyler Thornburg, who really struggled in this game. Down 5-0 in the sixth, the offense could not get anything going as Mike Fiers pitched the gem for the Tigers, pitching well into the seventh inning for his seventh win of the season. Yesterday, the offense woke up and Chris Sale once again was lights out as the Sox became the first team to reach 70 wins this season. After a quick two-run top of the second inning, the offense broke the game open in the fourth as Jackie Bradley Jr. launched a three-run homer for a 6-0 lead. That was plenty enough for Sale, who continues to absolutely dominate opposing lineups. He never faced any trouble in this one as he went six strong innings, allowing no runs on just two hits, no walks, and struck out nine for his 11th win of the season. The Sox got three more runs in the seventh, highlighted by an Andrew Benintendi triple to take a 9-0 advantage. The Tigers got one back in the bottom of the seventh with a solo homer, but that was all the Tigers could muster up as the Sox take two of three from the Tigers in Detroit. Before looking ahead, if you love winning money and playing fantasy baseball, then you should play Draft. I love fantasy sports, and getting to play fantasy baseball in a fast, easy way is just how I like to do it, and that's what Draft does for me. I love that you can just log in and pick your guys and not worry for the rest of the night. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com for limited time only. All Red Sox beat listeners get a free entry into real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use promo code RedSoxBeat. That's right, play real money for free just using promo code RedSoxBeat. The Red Sox will continue their road trip with a three-game set against the Baltimore Orioles in Camden Yards. The Red Sox will send Rick Porcello to the mound for tonight's game as he looks for his 12th win of the season. The Orioles will counter with Kevin Gausman. First pitch tonight is at 7:05 p.m. Be sure to stay tuned to CLNS for all your Red Sox news and notes and follow our Twitter account at Red Sox at CLNS. This has been Michael Cetapani reporting for CLNS.